Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We are back in Pier. They're doing the serve and try to hit the target. They have hula hoops out there. I'm not really sure what somebody wins if they do manage to get it in the hula hoop. Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We're tied at one set apiece. Huron took the first set, 25-19. Pier the second, 25-18. Huron never led in that first set. Other scores, O'Gorman leads Lincoln two sets to none, 25-17-22. Jefferson leads Watertown two sets to none, 25-14 and 16. And that's the only other AA scores we have at this point. But that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So see if Huron can get back on target again. Never led in that second set. Kept it close till we got to 19-18. And then, 6-0 run to end the set, as Pier wins it 25-18. Thursday, high school football wrap up the regular season. Yankton at Huron, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock with the kickoff. And Huron Music Parents are serving a pork loin tailgate starting at 5:30 at Tiger Stadium. I believe it's $5 for the sandwich, cookie, and chips. Everyone welcome to come out. It'll be a good meal, and at $5, you can't beat that. Was originally scheduled for last Friday, but due to the bad weather, they moved it to Yankton. We're ready to go with set three. Pier serving. Hines with the set. Megmore, death right side, through the block. Nice dig by Pier. Christofferson had to shove her teammate out of the way, and Pier sends it, but outside the antenna. And Huron leads for the first time since the end of set one. It's 1-0. Hampton Hines will serve. That kind of got blew up as Christofferson ran into Sherwood and then just couldn't get the set where she wanted it to go. Hines serving off the top of the net. Serve received Pier. Back set, right side hit, and pops right into the campfire. Campbell Cronin had a frozen Huron Tiger defense there. We're tied at one. Seventh kill for Cronin. She had five in the first or in the second set. Serve received Claggett. Hampton will set left side. Make more a death cross court. It's out, and Pier quickly gets a 2-1 lead. Well, Huron really, boy, they Huron had seven kills in that second set. Majority of their points came off Pier errors. There's the serve receive, and then nobody home to take up the second hit. Can't really call that an ace for Campbell Cronin, because somebody should have made a play on it, as Claggett did her job on the serve receive. But now Pier leads 3-1. They're off quickly. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton will set it. Make more death has to free ball. Christofferson with the set from the middle. Terwilliger dumps it in front of Hines in the back row. 4-1. And Pier right now, they've taken control of this since the start of set two. Kill number six for Reese Terwilliger. Campbell Cronin again serving for Pier. Back row, Claggett. Hampton back sets. Claggett again coming off the left side. Back row, Pier with the dig. Christofferson bump it ahead. And, well, that time you had a back row player trying to set it to Crop, and just the connection was not there. Off the air, Huron gets the point, and it's 4-2 Pier. Claggett serving now for the Huron Tigers. Serve to the corner, serve received Pier. Set in the middle, the tip by Terwilliger just out, had the right idea. She was coming right and tipped it back to her left, just went a little wide. Huron up with it, or within one at 4-3, and Claggett again serving. Deja into the net, service error. Pier back up two, 5-3. Fourth service error on Huron. Pier serving with a 5-3 lead, and that is Ava Swenson. Swenson back row. Allie Davis shanks it into the bench. An ace for Pier, and they're back up 6-3 as Ava Swenson gets the ace. And Pier up 6-3 here in set three. We're tied at one set apiece, but Pier's been in control here since the beginning of set two. Serve, receive, Allie Davis. Hampton will set. Back to Allie. Her tip cross court. Hits it right between the two back row players. Allie Davis gets the first kill of this set for Huron, her fifth total. Huron back within two at 6-4. Hilton Hines will serve for the Huron Tigers. And just over the net, nice dig by Pierre. Back set, right side hit Terwilliger. Hilton Hines with the dig, but sends it into the stands again. Terwilliger with the kill, her seventh. And Pierre back up by three, 7-4. On to serve for Pierre is Abigail Kropp. She's had a good night hitting the ball. However, for nine kills. And another ace. That's the third time Pierre has hit the top of that net, then just has it roll over. And on serve receive, there's just nothing you can do to account for that. Pierre up 8-4 on the ace by Kropp. Serve receive, Claggett. Here's the back set, and Huron puts it on top, and Terwilliger just slams it down. Third hit, Huron just top set it high up in the air, and Terwilliger said thank you very much and slammed it down. She has eight kills, three in this set. Pierre up already 9-4 in set three. Governors with the serve. Claggett on serve, receive. Overpass again, knocked back by Pierre, but Huron controls. Davis coming off the left side through the block. Nice dig there by Boddicker. Right side hit Terwilliger, gets it through the block. Simmonsma was in position but could not come up with it. Terwilliger, another kill, and Huron using a timeout. Pierre up 10-4 as they are rolling here in set number three. We'll take a timeout, 30 on Dakota Sports.
From the scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron. Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance. This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Back in Pierre, I'm Jeff Duffy here on Tiger Volleyball. Pierre Governors have taken control of this since the first set, leading 10-4 here in set three. We're currently knotted up at one set apiece. Here on a timeout. Put down Pierre, but it's a Huron timeout. Here's the pass overhead, just punched across by Davis. Huron not setting anything up. Set to the left, the big hit by Boddicker. Tigers dig it out, quick set to the corner. Hines, great play by Hatton, and Terwilliger gets it back across. Back set, Dreyer right side, sends it back row, dropped it on the line. Dreyer's had a nice night here for Tigers at the net. That is her fifth kill. Huron needed a point, Dreyer delivered. It's 10-5. Pierre leading, Maddie Jurgens to serve and play back row. Back row serve, receive Hatton. Back set, the hit blocked by Simmonsma. Pierre cleans it up off the net. No free ball with Boddicker. Back set, Simmonsma right, coming back left way long. No touch, no touch. Pierre goes up 11-5 in set number three. Terwilliger back to serve now for the Governors. 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Serve, receive, Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Davis into the net. Another error by Huron. Four-hit attack. Boy, Pierre just looking to run away here, up 12-5. Huron not in sync on the attacks. Terwilliger serving. Jurgens almost misplayed it, but Huron will get it across. Christofferson sets to the left. They hit up the middle, partially blocked. Hines will quick set to the corner. Terwilliger moved well to get to it. Left side, Boddicker finds the corner. Pierre is humming on their offense right now. They lead 13-5. Campbell Boddicker, her first kill of this set. She has eight total. Pierre dominating at the net offensively. Terwilliger serving, leading by eight. Hines will set. Davis left side, puts it into the back row. Terwilliger set, the left side hit. Boddicker cross court, goes wide right. No touch. Point Huron is 13-6 Pier. Allie Davis to serve for the Tigers. And serve received, kind of sideways. Pier gets control, left side. Boddicker, nice dig by Hilton Hines. Hampton will set Claggett. Her hit down the back row. Was there a touch? There was no touch, evidently. Point for Pier. I thought there was a touch. 14-6, Pier back up by 8. Christofferson serving for Pier as they're in control. Back row, Juergens. Hines will quick set it to the corner, and Hand can't get there. Really, that was about the only play Hampton had on the second hit, was just to try and get it across, and she found the corner for the kill. 14-7. Here on down 7, that's kill number 2 for Hampton Hines. Served by Hirschman, she'll go wide right. Service error, second this set on Huron. 5 total, and Pier back up by 8 again. 15-7 in set 3. Serving is Boddicker. Serve received Davis. Hilton sets. Here's Meg Moradeth with the hit through the block. Pier misplayed it. Sam Meg Moradeth will get her 4th kill of the night, first of this set. 15-8 Pier. Huron's got to find a way to build some momentum. They really haven't had much for rallies all night, even in the set they won. Hampton Hines. Into the net, and see where Pier does that. It rolls over for the easy ace. This one too much of the net, and it falls back on the Huron side for an error. Pier back up 16-8. 3 service errors on Huron in this set. That's just one of those things. One of those things that happens. Right now, Pierre's getting the luck of those types of serves. Huron can't get it to go. Back set, Claggett with the tip into the net, and Huron just completely out of sync. Pierre has their biggest lead now at 17-8, and Ulmer going to burn the second timeout here. Pierre in control, up 17-8 in set 3. We're tied at 1 set apiece, timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
A lot of breaks out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC. Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
17-8, it's been all Pier here in set 1. Huron had a 1-0 lead, and that's it. In fact, going back since the beginning of the second set, Huron's had one lead, 1-0 in this set. Huron out of timeouts, Pier serving, Hilton 9 serve receive. Hampton with the set, and off. It was off on the set, but Meg Moradeth able to get it across, but can't attack. And on the overpass, Dreyer tried to go up and slam it back and hit it into the net. Pier is up 10, 18-8. Wheels coming off for Huron here in set 3, and, well, no more timeouts to try to stop momentum. Campbell Cronin serving. Serve receive Claggett. Hines will set. Claggett coming off the right side, goes in the middle. Christofferson there. Set the tip across by Pier through the block. Another kill for Kropp. She's got 10. Boy, Pier just doing what they want is about any attack they throw out there results in a point. Pier up 19-8 in set 3. Been a tough third set for Huron. Serve receive Claggett. Pass ahead. Make more. Detch is going to have to free ball it. Pier can set it up. Christofferson from the net. Back set. Terwilliger up the middle. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton will quick set it and misplayed in the back row by Cronin. Kill for Hines. That's her third. You're on within 10, 19-9. Claggett serving now for the Tigers. Gotta come up with a rally somewhere here. Pier on serve receive. Christofferson from the net. Hit by Terwilliger, and Tigers can't come up with the block. Meg Moradeth blocked it, but in cleaning it off the net, they were called for the illegal hit. And Pier's up 20-9. Another kill for Terwilliger. She's got 10, 5 in this set. In and serving, Ava Swenson for Pierre. She served a big rally. There's one that finally hit the net and stayed on the Pierre side. Service error Pierre is 2010 Governors. That is the first service error on Pierre in this set, and they have 8 total. Hilton Hines serving. Back row serve received Pierre. Christofferson back sets. Terwilliger coming right to left and misplayed by Dreyer trying to dig it out. Terwilliger another kill. She's got 6 kills in this set alone, and Pierre rolling at 21-10 in set 3. Again, we're tied at 1 set apiece, but Pierre about to take the advantage here unless there's a miracle comeback. Top of the net, here unable to answer this one finally. Set the hit, Terwilliger, and Huron can't dig it out. Terwilliger continues to dominate at the net. 7 kills in this set for Terwilliger, and Pierre 3 points away at 22-10 and taking a lead here in the match. Serve into the net. Service error by Kropp. Second service error this set on Pierre. 22-11. Pierre leading. Huron gets the serve back. Juergens will serve and play back row for the Huron Tigers. Serve received by Pierre. Set by Christofferson. Left side Boddicker. Hilton Hines with the dig. Pass ahead. Davis from the middle. Tips it off the top of the net. Pierre controls. Left side, Boddicker again, blocked by Hines. Hampton Hines with the block kill. They're on within 10, 22-12. Hampton Hines now with 4 kills, 3 in this set. Juergens serving. And if you're going to have a rally, it needs to start now. Juergens serve, receive Pierre. Back set, Terwilliger slams it in the middle. Nobody home. Pierre 2 points away at 23-12. Running out of room on my stat sheet for Terwilliger. And she is connected for 8 kills on my stat system. 23-12, Pierre rolling. Terwilliger serving. Hines will set, blocked at the net. And illegal hit on Huron. She was trying the quick set, and Sherwood was there to knock it back. And then Huron the illegal hit. Pierre at set point, 24-12. Terwilliger looking to put it away right here for Pierre. Back row, Claggett. Hines will bump it ahead. Hit from the left by Davis. Back to the corner. Set, and Terwilliger will just tap it into the back row. Hines with the set. Davis with the tip over the block. Kind of shanked in the back row. Third hit. Free ball to cross. Nice play by Kropp. Set, and the tip by Davis again. Huron really not swinging. Left side, the tip. Tigers get a block on it, but then Juergens can't come up with the save. Boddicker will get the kill. And Pierre rolls in set 3. They win it 25-12. Now Pierre up 2 sets to 1. Set 4 next after this timeout. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518. Amen.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger sports.
Work to do now for the Huron Tigers, as they're down 2-1 with Pierre completely dominating that third set. Now it's Coach Ulmer using the entire 3 minutes in between sets. Coach Stoser used the entire 3 minutes after the first set. Coach Ulmer just trying to get a spark anywhere she can get it here. So we go to set three. And thing for Huron, as much as anything else, just need to come up with some momentum right off the bat. Because they haven't had that since the end of the first set. Hampton 9 serving as we start the fourth set. Serve received, back row Pierre. Set by Christofferson, left side, tipped across by Kropp and through the block, and Pierre leads 1-0. Kropp has had a solid night. Well, just about anybody in the front row has had a pretty good night for Pierre. That's her 11th kill. 1-0 lead Pierre. Governor's serve and goes wide left. Campbell Cronin with the serving error. 10th service error on Pierre. We're tied at 1 in set 4. Clay get the serve now for the Huron Tigers. Serve to the back row, and there's the ace. Claggett dropped in front of the back row player. Claggett with the ace. Huron with a 2-1 lead. Maybe that's the momentum we need. Claggett, her second ace of the night. 2-1 Huron. Claggett serving. Serve goes wide right. Momentum lost on the service air. We're tied at 2. In to serve for Pierre is Ava Swenson. Swenson, back row, Hilton Nines down to get it. Hampton will set. Davis left side through the block. Allie Davis answers for Huron. Huron up 3-2. Allie Davis picks up her 6th kill of the night. I believe she leads Huron in that category. Serve back row, serve receive Pierre. Set it off to the left, the hit, tap back row. Hilton Hines there, Hampton back sets. Dreyer with the hit through the block. Pierre able to dig it out. Nice play, Christofferson. And Christofferson got bumped into her teammate, Browers. They were both trying to get the third hit free ball, and they ended up putting it into the net. And Huron leads 4-2 here in set 4. Again, build yourself some momentum. You got to win this one to get it to a fifth set. Hilton Hines on the serve. A serve receive back row. Pierre sets to the left. The hit blocked at the net. Dreyer, Aurora with the block kill. And Huron opens up a 5-2 lead. Best run for Huron since the end of the first set. I have Dreyer now with 6 kills. Aurora having a solid night in the front row. Hilton Hines serves. Pierre on serve receive. Christofferson quick set. Davis slaps it. Now tipped back by Pierre. Hilton Hines there. Set to the left. Davis will tip into the middle. Pierre able to get a one hit overpass. Now Hines goes to the corner. Hanton gets over to it. Set to the left. The hit by Kropp through the block, and Hines can't dig it out. Kropp with the kill. She's got a dozen. And Pierre back within 2 at 5-3 in set 4. Kropp with the kill, and now she serves for Pierre. Serve back row, serve receive, Allie Davis. Hines will back set, Dreyer again, right side, cross court. Aurora, nice cross court shot came off of Browers. You're on up 6-3. And Dreyer picks up the kill, her second of this set. She has 7 total. She now leads Huron in that category. Juergens serving for Huron. Back row, Pierre on serve receive, back set, right side hit, Terwilliger. dug by Juergens. Third hit going to be a free ball by Hilton Hines. Pier there. Set to the left. The hit by Boddicker and illegal hit going to go on Huron. Boddicker with the kill. That is her 10th. Pierce had some solid numbers in that front row. They're back within 6-4 here in set four. Serve back row to Hines. Hampton will set. Here's Davis. Slaps it up the middle. Finds the campfire. And here on back up 3-7-4. Allie Davis with the kill. She has 7 on the night. Davis steps back to serve now for Huron. Serve receive back row. Christofferson with the set. Left side hit. Boddicker misplayed by Hilton Hines in the back row. Boddicker will get the kill and peer back within 2 at 7-5. Boddicker with 11 kills. Christofferson, the setter, will serve for Pier. Pier up 2 sets to 1 here on leading in set 4. Set Claggett hit left side, cross court. Nice dig, Pier. Overpass off the net. Set up ahead. Claggett now will free ball it across. Dug out by Boddicker. Here's the set up the middle. Knocked back by Simmonsma. Overpass by Pier. Simmonsma played it perfectly. Here on up 3 again at 8-5. Kenzie Simmonsma with her 5th kill, first one since the second set. Hirschman serving specialist on for the Huron Tigers. Hirschman puts it back row to Boddicker. Right side, the tip off the antenna, point Huron 9-5. Just never had the passing going the right direction for Pier. Huron up 9-5 and set 4, trying to force the 5th. Pier a timeout. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Year-end kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Early timeout by the Pier Governors with Huron a 9-5 lead, trying to even this thing out. Pier up 2 sets to 1. A dominating effort by Pier in set 3, as Huron was never in that one. But trying to build momentum of their own. Hirschman serving off the timeout. Serve receive Pier. Set up the middle. Big hit. Sherwood delivers up the middle. Excuse me, Campbell Cronin gets the kill coming up the middle. Pier back within 3 at 9-6. 9-6 lead Pier. On to serve now, Jordan Meyer for Pier. I remember her serving before. She's been playing back row, regular rotation. Her serve to the corner, Juergens. Pass ahead, Hilton Hines. Claggett will just tip it over the block. Pier shanks it on the dig. Claggett will get a freebie kill. Here on back up, 10-6. Claggett, her first kill of this set, and she has 5 total. Hampton Hines serving for Huron. Complete rotation with Hines serving for the second time. Huron up 10-6, trying to force the 5th. Serve receive, back set, right side hit. And through the block, kill for Campbell Cronin. She has 9 kills. Pier back within 3 at 10-7. Get on the serve, Campbell Cronin. Serve back row, Claggett. Hines will just one-hand tip it and pushed across by Dreyer. Pier gets control. They'll tip to Claggett. Hines with the set. Left side, Dreyer. She'll pop it way out of bounds. Going right to left. Pier within 2 at 10-8. Hitting error here on Tigers. Campbell Cronin serving for Pier. Back row, Hilton Hines on serve receive. Hampton keeps it alive, and on the third hit, knocked back by Sherwood. Thought there'd be a protest from here on, maybe playing over the net, but instead Pier gets the point. It's 10-9. Sherwood with her 4th kill. Pier trying to tie it. Serve receive, Claggett. Set, Claggett coming off the right side, cross court. Pierre digs it out. Christofferson set, going to be free ball into the net by Pierre. Kropp was a little off balance there. Here on back up two, 11-9 in set four. Claggett serving. Here on trying to survive here to get us to a fifth set. Claggett. Back row, nice serve received by Pierre, third hit. Christofferson will get it across. Here's the set. Davis from the middle, double block. Pierre digs it out. Christofferson sets, left side hit, blocked and in by Huron. Couldn't tell if that was Dreyer or Meg Moradeth. Block kill. I think it was Dreyer with the block kill, so Aurora having a nice night. Huron up three again at 12-9. Claggett serving. Serve received Pierre. Christofferson sets. Free ball to cross. Davis digs. Set back to Allie. Her hit left side through the block. Allie Davis delivers. And here on back up four, 13-9. Allie Davis now with eight kills. And Claggett serving for the Huron Tigers. Deja, back row, serve received, Pierre set across, left side, Terwilliger, blocked by Dreyer, Pierre stays with it, bump it ahead, Kropp with the hit, and Hilton Hines there, Hampton sets, Dreyer coming off the right side, over the block, Pierre able to keep it off the net, get it to the cross, bump to the left this time for Davis, dug out by Kropp, back set, right side, Sherwood couldn't get it, she was going towards the net, was trying to stay off the net and hit the ball, and wound up doing neither, and Huron leads by five, 14-9 here. Biggest lead here of set number four. Pierre up two sets to one, but Huron trying to force the fifth. Claggett goes back row, kind of shanked. Terwilliger keeps it alive, freeballed by Hanton. Set in the middle, Meg Moradeth goes to the corner, wide left, had the right idea, but it was out by a couple of feet. 14-10, Huron's lead cut to four. In to serve, Ava Swenson for the Governors. Back row, Hilton Hines gets twisted up. That's an ace for Swenson. And Pierre back within three at 14-11. Swenson picks up, I believe that's her second ace. Yep, it is. Swenson again serving as Pierre trying to rally, but goes wide right. Service error. 15-11, Pierre back up by four. Second service error, no. Yep, second service error on Pierre this set. They have 11 total. Hilton Hines serving. Pierre sets Christofferson. Left side hit. Blocked at the net. Simmonsma. Kenzie Simmonsma has had a good season blocking in particular. Here on back up by five, 16-11 in set number four. Hilton Hines serving for the Huron Tigers. Serve receive. Here's the back set. Right side, Terwilliger just pops into the net. Looks like she mistimed her jump. And Huron opens a six-point lead, 17-11. Pierre going to burn their final timeout. Huron trying to force a fifth set. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
For a new era in orthopedic care, HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We are back in Pierre. I'm Jeff Duffy. Here on Tigers trying to rally and get this to a fifth set. They lead 17-11 here in the fourth set. Trying to pick up some scores, but really, Jefferson has swept Watertown, 25-14, 16-15. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Pierre out of timeouts. Here on serving, Hilton Hines. Serve receive, back row from the corner. Christofferson will set. Here's the tip by Kropp, dug out by Hampton Hines, bumped by Hilton. Free ball, Allie Davis into the back row. Set from the left, the tip blocked by Dreyer. Pierre stays with it. Christofferson free balls. Hampton Hines will free ball it to the corner. Hanton there. Tipped by Terwilliger. Dug out by Claggett. Set to the left. Here's Davis through the block. And Pierre able to keep it off the floor. Free ball it with Meyer. Hines sets. Here's the tip by Simmonsma up the middle. Quick set across by Christofferson. Long volley. Here's the hit left side off the net and rolls over for Davis. Long volley. Huron gets the point. It's 18-11. Huron up by seven, trying to force the fifth. Nine kills for Allie Davis. Four in this set. Huron a nice little run. This is 4-0 with the serving by Hilton Hines. Christofferson sets left side. Not a great set, but a good recovery by Kropp to get it across. Quick set by Hampton Hines. Pierre gets control. Hits it off the basket, and then it comes right back down to Brewers. That's a double hit. First time we've seen a ball hit the obstacles here. And Brewer hit it. It hit the folded up basket, then came back down to her, and so she can't hit it again. It's a double hit. And Huron trying to pull away here at 19-11 and force the fifth set. Serve off the top of the net, played by Kropp. Set it back to her. Her hit left side, blocked by Dreyer. Pierre gets control. Hines over to the corner. Hampton sets. Here's the tip by Dreyer. Kind of knocked over by Mayer, and Pierre will get it across. Hampton Hines sets. Here's Davis from the middle this time. Pops it in the middle, and Pierre can't get the dig. Allie Davis has five kills in this set, 10 total. And Huron pulling away up 20-11. Here in set number four, Pierre up 2-1, but Huron trying to position for a fifth set. Hilton Hines continues to serve. Serve received back row. Christofferson gets it back to the middle of the floor. Kropp with the free ball. Nice play. Allie Davis with the dig. Dreyer with the hit. Defeats the block again. Dreyer and Davis are driving Huron here in the fourth set. And Huron's up 10, 21-11. Aurora Dreyer. I have her for nine kills. I assume that's a career high for her. Serve by Hilton Hines. Serve received back row Hanton. Set to the left. Kropp with the hit. Drills it into Hampton Hines. Pierre finally breaks the run with the Kropp kill, her 13th. 21-12. But that was a 7-0 run by Huron before Pierre finally broke the run with the kill. It's 21-12. Hines with the back set. Dreyer with the hit off balance. Cross court and just out. Had the right idea, but she was kind of fading right and went left. She is left-handed. 21-13. Pierre with 2 points in a row to pull within eight. Pierre on the serve. Serve received Davis. Set to the left. The hit by Davis. Down the line. Pierre can't come up with the dig. 22-13. You're on 3 points away from sending us to the fifth. Pierre's out of timeouts. I have Davis with 11 kills. Dreyer with nine. That's leading Huron tonight. Juergens serving for Huron. Pierre gets the serve receive. Back set. Right side hit Terwilliger. Blocked but able to punch it through is Terwilliger. 22-14. Pierre back within eight. Terwilliger with the kill. Her first kill of this set after she had eight in the third set. She has 14 total. Terwilliger serving. Set Hines will dump it over, and it took Pierre completely by surprise. She went up and just flipped it up the middle. There was nobody home for Pierre. Kill for Hampton Hines, and Huron 2 points away at 23-14. Hampton with the kill, her first of this set. Davis serving. Pierre bumps it ahead. Left side, the hit. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Claggett left side. Pops it in the middle, and Pierre froze in the campfire. Nobody home. Claggett gets the kill, and Huron at set point. 24-14. Kill number six for Claggett. Davis with the serve. Serve received. Pierre overpass. Claggett plays it. Hines will set back to Deja. Her hit cross court. Drops it in. Will go five. Claggett with the kill. Huron wins 25-14. Fifth set, basically volleyball overtime, coming up next. 2 minute timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Truly the right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First Can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Well, we head to set five. Pierre draws first, a serving error by Hampton Hines. That's just the fifth one of the night, but Pierre leads 1-0 as we start the fifth set. Pierre serving to Huron, serve received Claggett. Bumped by Meg Morideff, and she and Dreyer came together. Somebody's got to call it. Air by Huron and Pierre up quickly, 2-0 in set five. Pierre trying to ride momentum with Campbell Cronin. Back row, and she'll go long on the serve. Huron on the board, 2-1 here in the fifth set. Trying to see, that is 12th service error on Pierre. Claggett serving for Huron, down 2-1 in set 5. Serve received back row, here's the set. The hit Terwilliger comes off of Claggett, and Pierre are working some early momentum here in this fifth set. They're up 3-1. Terwilliger, her 15th kill. And Pierre up 3-1, and Swanson in to serve and play back row for the Governors. Serve. Serve received Davis. Here's the set. Meg Morideff hits it. Dug out by Hanton. Pass ahead. Going to be a free ball by Meyer. Here's Huron with the set. Meg Morideff from the middle. Punches it long. Huron airs. Gives Pierre a 4-1 run. 4-1 lead. It is a 4-1 run. Huron's got to settle down, and the airs are just killing Huron right now, and less margin of error when you're only playing to 15. Served by Pierre, pass ahead, left side, Davis with the hit, cross court, dug out by Boddicker. Going to be free balled by Boddicker. Huron can set it up here. Back set, Dreyer right side, blocked at the net, Terwilliger. Terwilliger with the block kill, and Pierre up quickly, 5-1, and Huron's going to take their first time out here. Can't let them run away and hide. Pierre up 5-1, in set 5, we'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
5-1, Pierre leading in set five. An early timeout by Coach Almar just about had to take it. You just can't let Pierre run away and hide here. You got to find a way to break serve and get some momentum on your side of the net. Off the timeout, Swenson serving for Pierre. Serve received Davis. Set back to Alley, or it left side, blocked. Comes on the Tigers' side. Quick set by Hines in the corner. Hatton shifts over. Knocked down by Christofferson. Slapped back by Huron. Christofferson will set. Left side, Boddicker. Goes up, hits the ceiling. Played by Hines. And will be free ball by Clegg. It hit the ceiling. Then it hit the basketball net. Set hit by Pierre. And, oh, Hilton Hines was, it was blocked by Huron. Hilton Hines slipped as she was trying to move over to make a play on the ball. And it just fell harmlessly that the block was there to Williger. Another kill, and Pierre up 6-1 in set five. Back row and goes long. Another service error by Pierre. And Huron gets one back at 6-2. Both of Huron's points here so far in set five have come on Pierre service errors. That one from Swenson. Served by Hilton Hines. Set from the middle and blocked back. Simmons, or who'd that go to? Oh, Pierre got the point. I thought Simmons might block it back on the Pierre side. Nope, a kill, I believe, for Terwilliger again. And Pierre right now is rolling here, 7-2 and set 5. Boy, I thought that fell on the Pierre side of the net. It did not. Serve received Davis. Set back to Alley, or it left side. Misplayed in the back row by Kropp. Davis answers for Huron. First kill of the set for the Tigers. Davis, she has 12 kills now. She had six in that fourth set. 7-3, but Huron's got to get a rally going. Maddie Juergens serving. Juergens puts it back row, played by Browers. Overpass, and Christofferson able to block on Simmonsma. Bumped back and across by Hines. Here's the set. The hit slammed down to Williger. Really starting to heat it up. Pierre up 8-3. Terwilliger with four kills out of the 8 points for Pierre here in set number five. I have Terwilliger with 18 kills. 8-3, Pierre leading in set five. Terwilliger now back row. She's serving. Hines will set across. Davis with the tip this time up the middle. Terwilliger there. Set to the left for Boddicker through the Tiger block. Bumped by Hines. Davis will hit. Blocked and hit the line. Block kill for Pierre. I believe that was Sherwood. Huron let it go, and the last timeout coming right here. 9-3, Pierre leading. Huron burns their second timeout. It's now or never for the Tigers. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Your restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You can work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantlounge.com.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Oh, back against the wall for the Huron Tigers now, down 9-3. They're out of timeout. Spear just got to get to 15 before Huron gets to 13. Or Huron gets to 15. Anyway, you know what it is. Here's the set. The tap cross court by Davis. Pierre gets control. Left side hit Boddicker. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton quick set up the middle. Nice diving save by Browers. Terwilliger will free ball it. Hampton with the back set. Simmonsma right side up the middle. Pierre with the dig. Keep it alive. Terwilliger will free ball it. Huron firing, but Pierre making the plays. Hines tried to free ball it and put it right into the net. And Pierre is cruising now up 10-3 in set five. They say volleyball is a game of momentum. We've seen that third, fourth, and fifth sets. Pierre, Huron, then Pierre again. It's been momentum like that. Davis hits block. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton sets. Davis again. Tips this time. Pierre digs it out, but out of bounds. Davis with the tip kill. Alley with 13 to lead Huron. 10-4, Pierre leading. Huron's got to find a rally. Allie Davis who just got the kill, will serve. Serve received Pierre, set by Christofferson into the net. The tip or was a block. Either way, point Huron. I think it was a tip into the net by Boddicker. Huron 2 points in a row. It's 10-5. Huron Pierre Governors. Huron Tigers serving. Serve receive back row. Christofferson will set. Boddicker left side. Back row Hilton Hines. Hampton sets. Claggett left side. Blocked and out again. Huron starting to defeat the Pierre blocks. Huron within four. 10-6. Davis with another kill. Or excuse me, that wasn't Davis. It was Claggett. Claggett with the kill. She's got eight. Serve by Davis. Set to the left. Left side hit. Boddicker drills it. Nice save by Hilton Hines over the net. Both teams battling. Huron gets it across. Pierre sets in the middle. And dumped down in the middle is Sherwood. Or excuse me, Cronin. Cronin with the kill for Pierre. Her 10th. Pierre up 11-6. In set 5. Christofferson serving. Pierre has the momentum. Huron got a few points back. But boy, you just need a longer rally. Serve received Juergens. Hines sets. Left side Claggett through the block. Drops in off the net. Pierre keeps it alive. Sherwood will hit. Nice play by Pierre. Huron keeps it alive. And free ball to cross by Claggett. Here comes Pierre again. Christofferson sets up the middle. Off of Davis. Kill for Cronin. And Pierre 3 points away at 12-6. On the serve, Christofferson, as Pierre has led this entire fifth set. 12-6, they're up. Serve, receive, Hilton Hines, Hampton sets. Here's Claggett with a tip into the net. Tried to be too finesse with it and never came close to getting it across. And 2 points away now for Pierre. 13-6, Pierre looking to put it away. Again, Huron's out of timeouts. Serve back row. Juergens down to get it. Quick set by Hines. Pierre was ready for it. Set up the middle, and Cronin with the tip. Tigers ready. Right side. Hines will tip to the corner. Hanton is there. Set to the left. The tip by Kropp. Tigers slap it back. Now back on the Huron side. One hit attacks both ways there. Claggett hits. Goes long. Was there a touch? There was not. It's match point Pierre at 14-6. Governors up on their feet as Pierre looks to put it away here and avenge their loss from two sets to go. Serve received Juergens. Set to Claggett. Her hit left side up the middle. Dug out by Boddicker. Back set right side hit. Cronin. Misplayed by Huron, or Sherwood, excuse me. And Pierre wins it in five. The final. Pierre wins 19-25, 25-18, 25-12. 14-25, 15-6. Pierre moves to 9-7. Huron now 12-12 on the season. 2 minute timeout. Geryzell Auto Glass postgame is next on Dakota Sports.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics that pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Gary Zellato Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll-free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
We are back here in Pierre as the Governors pull out a five-set win over Huron, 19-25, 25-18, 25-12, 14-25, 15-6. Pierre now 9-7. Huron is 12-12. Here's the stats I have. Campbell Cronin, 11 kills, 2 aces for Pierre, 6 kills for Michaela Sherwood, 18 kills for Reese Terwilliger. She also had an ace. 11 kills for Campbell Boddicker. 13 kills for Abigail Kropp. She had an ace, 2 aces for Ava Swenson. For the Huron Tigers, 8 kills, 2 aces. Deja Claggett, 4 kills for Sam Meg Moradeff. 13 kills for Allie Davis. 9 for Aurora Dreyer. 5 kills, 1 ace for Hampton Hines. 5 kills for Kenzie Simmonsma. And those are my very unofficial stats for this match tonight, as Pierre hangs on to win it in five sets. Huron now off a week. The next time on the floor is back at the arena, and it will be Breast Cancer Awareness Night at the arena. Wear your pink. If you get that Blockout Cancer T-shirt, make sure you wear that, or just anything pink, wear that to the arena. There'll be a silent auction going by this time next week, I believe. That'll be online. Lots of great stuff that they've collected for that as well. And again, at the end of the day, it's all a local fundraiser. All money raised from the T-shirt sales and the silent auction will go to HRMC Foundation and the We Got You Covered program, which makes sure that mammograms are affordable for anyone who needs one. So, again, an annual event, and seems like we're always playing Mitchell pretty much when it comes to a Breast Cancer Awareness Night. I believe they'll have the Rose Ceremony as well. So, still waiting for Coach Elmer. Usually she's up here a little quicker than this. Maybe a little extra things to say to the team tonight. We'll take a timeout, 2 minutes. Return here to Pierre on Dakota Sports.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brand. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we are back in Pierre as we continue our Gary Zoll Auto Glass post game. Let's do a curtaining and cooling scoreboard update. We do have some finals now. O'Gorman defeated Lincoln tonight, straight sets 25-17, 22-23. Jefferson swept Watertown. That's number two against number four, 25-14, 16, and 15. And that's pretty much about all I have here. Not a lot of updates on the score feed tonight. And, of course, our match goes five with Pierre winning it, 19-25, 25-18, 25-12, 14-25, and 15-6. Lower levels tonight, the JV, Pierre wins it, straight sets, 27-25, 25-21. Sophomore goes to Pierre as well, 25-20 and 25-21. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Thursday, final game of the regular season for Huron Tiger football as they host Yankton. Yankton ranked number two in the state. It'll be a 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock with the kickoff here on Tiger 95. And again, a reminder, Music Parents are sponsoring a tailgate. I saw pork loin sandwiches along with pop and a cookie, $5. Great deal there. That'll start at 5:30 at the stadium. Looks like we'll have very good weather for that final game of the regular season. Following Thursday, then, will be the playoffs here on Tigers, destination unknown. We know they'll most likely be on the road, but other than that, we'll wait and see how things crunch out Thursday night. We'll take a break here of 2 minutes, come back, talk to Coach Ulmer next on Dakota Sports.
Are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The 2023 model year-end kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Europe. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Europe. New name, same great service.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRNC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRNC, the right care is right here.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Once again, we are back here in Pierre. Gary Zoll Auto Glass post game continues. We talk with Tyann Ulmer, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Tigers drop it in five here tonight. And, Coach, I've had several coaches unnamed tell me in the past volleyball is a game of momentum. And, boy, did we see that in sets three, four, and five. Unfortunately, they were the ones with the momentum three and five. We took care of business in four, but you know, it's just amazing how a 3 minute break can change everything.
I think it's just the way how it starts, right? Like, we missed a serve right away. We needed to go on a roll, and we just, that's just how the momentum started. We lost that point, and then we couldn't get back into it.
You know, and bottom line is, little things become big things when you're that tight. If you're going five sets, that means it's two teams that are pretty evenly matched. And you'll give Pierre credit. When they got momentum, they really got rolling, and especially in the net.
Yep, and we couldn't stop the bleeding. Our block was all over the place. We were late on everything, and they just didn't execute what we needed to tonight.
You know, a couple of our younger girls really came through tonight. Aurora Dreyer and Allie Davis led us in kills, and I think that's the first time that's happened, possibly career highs for both. Aurora, first off, and she is our first National Bank player of the game. Aurora, she's been varsity all year, but you have started playing her some on JV just to get her some extra swings, and I think that's starting to pay dividends now. I think that's what we saw tonight.
Yep, her and I have had that talk, like, what can we do to help you to play more consistent at the varsity level? And you chose JV. Can we get those reps in for you to get better on the varsity level? You're going to play against some varsity players, and it's showing that we're starting to get a little bit better on that backside.
You know, and then Allie Davis, she went so cold from basically a freshman sophomore player to starting on varsity without any lower levels. And, you know, she's undersized, as we put so many girls at the net undersized, but, you know, she's fearless and she has to be.
And what I come to find out with Allie, she's good under pressure. So if we need somebody that's going to put the ball away under pressure, it's going to be her, and she's going to play well under pressure, and that's what it came down to tonight.
You know, but when you look at it, the two sets we won, sets one, sets four, we were playing the volleyball we want. We were setting it up. We forced them into some mistakes, but, you know, it takes three to win a match.
Yep, and we went away from the scouting report. We scout for a reason, and they thought that their job was better than what the coaching staff put together, and they came out set four, used the scouting report, and came back with a win.
You know, you can just see Pierre, they're riding the momentum. It's always loud in here. Their student section is right next to our side of the court. And, you know, you give Pierre credit, they used it to their advantage.
Yeah, it's always hard to come to Pierre, right? The student section's right on top of you. They're yelling at you. It's hard to play in here, but you guys, they wanted to come here, and here we are, and this is the outcome. So
now as we look ahead, I think everybody's happy. A week off here now. We've been waiting this for a while. In fact, one match this week, one match next week. So plans, I'm sure there's going to be a few days off there, but also just a chance to work on you instead of working on what's coming up next.
Yep, we just got to put in some work. We got to focus on us finally, and hopefully tomorrow we can come back and stay positive, and hopefully this doesn't affect us in practice tomorrow, but we've got to start working on us and get ready for Mitchell later on.
Yeah, Mitchell, again, we always say it doesn't matter what sport we're playing. You should be hyped up for that. Also, Breast Cancer Awareness Night next Tuesday. So outside of homecoming, that's usually the biggest crowd of the night. So, hopefully the girls are, come out with some fire on that.
Yep, hopefully we can get them a little bit of support during that match and get them to where they need to go back into with playing-wise.
And finally, with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night, I think T-shirt sales have been cut off. But bottom line, I think you can still order one if you want one. And also, the silent auction will go online, I think, early next week as well. Just a good thing. And again, we've talked about this in the past, but it stays in Huron. We worked with HRMC Foundation on this for several years now. The We Got You Covered program, I think, is what it goes to, and that's basically make sure a mammogram is available for anyone who needs it. Again, just can't stress enough, T-shirt sales, the profits are going to the We Got You Covered, as is the silent auction as well.
Yep, all the profits go to them. We just help them out so they can get that profit for the foundation, and that's just, we like to do it, and we'll keep sticking with it.
Well, I know the silent auction, you wanted all those things in yesterday, but I think we end up adding stuff by the end of the week, because usually it runs 4 or 5 days. So if you have a donation, get a hold of HRMC Foundation or a member of the team. And, like I said, it's just a great tradition, and this started with volleyball.
Yep, just take it to the Central Tower Plaza, and they'll get it to where it needs to go. But if you want to put an item up for auction, just let us know.
Well, week off, I think we're all ready for it.
Yes, I think so.
Ty Ulmer, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Tigers fall in 5 tonight. We'll take a final timeout of 1 minute. Wrap it up here from Pierre on Dakota Sports.
Energy is fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance.